Good evening. My name is Judy Heinickel, and I'm a missionary servant of Holy Love, and I'm once again privileged to be here with Donna Marie and Kyle to be able to speak with you about the missionary servants of Holy Love and the Holy Love messages. Don, would you like to begin our broadcast with a prayer tonight?
Why, sure. You have a prayer in mind, Judy?
Yes.
You've got one? The missionary prayer of Holy Love. Thank you. This prayer was given to Maureen back in September of 94. It begins, Immaculate Mary, Virgin, and Queen of Heaven and Earth, consume my soul in the flame of holy love that is your heart. Help me to be your love in the world and to hasten your victorious reign through my prayers and acts of holy love. Spread your mantle of protection over Holy Love Ministries. Lead us and guide us. Intercede on our behalf before the throne of Jesus, your Son. Amen.
Thanks, Don. We have many, many messages from Jesus and Mary about prayer. Poignant messages and messages that they become very poetic and also very forceful with us. They have asked us many times over the years to do some special prayers and some special prayer efforts. And before we get started in our discussions, I would like to remind everyone that we have been asked to have a National Day of Prayer and Fasting on September 6th to end abortion. And we are going to ask everyone to join us in a day of prayer and fasting, either at home or come to our prayer site. We will be doing that all day on September 6th. We did that May 31st against war. It was very effective, and we'd like to try it again now on September 6th, according to Blessed Mother's message.
That's on Labor Day, Judy. Mm-hmm.
Yes, against abortion on Labor Day. Very good. She's given us so many pleas for prayer against abortion. And one that was so striking to me was the one that she gave us in June of 98 when she said, while I have often asked and pleaded for prayers to end abortion, now my plea is most urgent. I will state the reasons. Abortion is a stench in the nostrils of God. It is the sin amongst all others that is pulling the arm of justice down upon the world. The thin hair that unites the world to God is comprised of many rosaries, many sacrifices. Therefore, see that it is by your efforts and my grace the arm of justice is withheld. The nation that renounces the sin of legalized abortion will be sheltered in my heart during the period of chastisement. Evil influences will be defeated within her midst. Abortion is a hideous sin against the law of love. There are many more reasons for my request, but these are the ones I ask you to make known. Here she really summarized what she has said frequently throughout the messages. She's talked to us very much about joining prayers and sacrifices together to be the most effective way to pray, and that that abortion is going to be the downfall of many nations. So truly want to remind people that to join us in that effort to pray against abortion on that day. At another point in 97, she said, all that prevents sheer justice from God's hand is prayer and my mission of love around the world. I come not just for you or this nation, but for all peoples and every nation. So she's interceding for us, but she needs the weapon of prayer that she's asked us to give. Now, that was a serious note. There are many other things she's told us about prayer. What would you like to share with us, Don?
In regard to the rosary that you spoke about, Judy, this was given a message from the Feast of the Holy Rosary, October 7th of 98, and our Blessed Mother had said, I welcome your prayers, for when you pray with love in your hearts, your prayers are as flames and part of the flame of my heart. Thus I am able to convert souls and spread my call of holy love in the world. And then she continued later that day and advised Maureen, she said, my angel, take down these words, and I wish to speak to you about prayer in general and the rosary in particular. Prayer, at its best, is a language of love between God and the soul. The most effective prayer arises from a humble, loving heart. When the soul recognizes its own littleness before God and at the same time recalls how much he loves God, you can be certain that God listens. This is why the rosary is so powerful and it carries with it so many graces. With the rosary, whole nations can be reconciled to their Creator. And with this golden chain of my rosary, Satan will be bound and gagged. He will be totally defeated and cast into the depths of hell. Therefore, understand that it's always Satan who tries to discourage your recitation of the Rosary, and it's through the Holy Rosary that love takes root in hearts and ignites personal holiness.
What a striking message. Frequently, she's used that same theme of the power of the Rosary and how much Satan hates the fact that we pray. Oh, you have more to say.
There was a little more to that, Judy. Our lady said that when also we pray the Rosary, meditating upon its mysteries, the Blessed Mother says she prays with you. The angels surround you and the heavenly court defends and assists you.
Ah, so we've got angels just surrounding us and working with us on these prayers as well as the Blessed Mother. Now, this sounds like something we should all join in, this praying. What would you like to tell us about prayer, Maureen?
Well, on April 24th this year, Jesus gave us a teaching on prayer. He said, "I wish today to teach you about prayer. Prayer is a refuge or weapon and a means of unification, creature to creator. The more the soul surrenders his own will to the will of God, the deeper his union through prayer. Surrender then your plans, your choices, your desires. No good comes to you except through God. In this surrender, you are engaging all the virtues, faith, hope, love, humility, simplicity, meekness, and trust. Prayer is communication with God, either in the heart or on the lips, or through any action that is surrendered to the divine will. My mother prays with you when you pray the Rosary. Her heart is a channel through which your prayers ascend to heaven and grace passes back down to you. Her heart is a connection then to God and God's grace, just as you would connect an electric light to currents. God receives the sacrifice of prayer and uses it as a sword against evil. He changes the prayer into grace that overcomes evil in hearts. Then see, it is Satan that tries to keep you from praying. It is Satan who embattles your heart and tries to keep you from surrendering your will so that you can pray. No matter your course of action in any event, everything depends on God. Trust this. The soul that trusts only in himself is lost. Think of prayer as a sunbeam. Its ray stretches down from heaven. It nourishes the lilies and flowers. It royally clothes them in light. Thus arrayed, they bloom and their beauty gives glory to God. The soul that surrenders to prayer also becomes beautiful in God's eyes and gives glory to God. I have told you, my confidant, that prayer is a surrender and a sacrifice. But the soul must also accept the way prayers are answered. The little flower receives what it needs to be nourished and grow. The soul, through prayer, receives what it needs for salvation. In humility, he must accept God's will. If the Father knows what the little flower needs, does he not know your needs as well? Accept what he sends you in humility and gratefulness, like the little flower dancing in the sunlight. I'm pleased with any prayer. Most of all, I'm pleased with sincere prayer from the heart. This kind of prayer changes people and events. I, your Jesus, love the prayer of the Mass the most. Then I love the Rosary. Follow me in prayer. I will lead you."
Boy, that was a strong message about every aspect that they have discussed in all of these 30 pages of messages that we have here. We have the fact that we know what Jesus' favorite prayers are. Now, there's an interesting fact, but remember back when we studied what is prayer? Prayer is a lifting of the mind and heart to God. And here he described that, and then talked about the interaction between God and ourselves and the reaction that we should have.
Mm-hmm.
Somewhere in that quote that you just gave, Jesus was talking about the fact that Mary is the current. I think there was another quote, Don, wasn't there, that we were talking about before, where where we know that Blessed Mother is standing between ourselves and God, whether we recognize the fact that she's there or not. Can't quite put our hands on that, but I remember that she was...
I'll look for it here, Judy. Okay. I know I've got it here
right.
Somewhere.
Now, there were another two messages, one from Blessed Mother, one for Jesus, where they really like to talk about baking and cooking. And in fact, the first time Maureen gave us the message about baking a cake, everyone applauded. And this is what Blessed Mother said.
What kind of cake was it, Judy?
Well, if I had my druthers, it would be chocolate.
Okay. But all right, let's do a chocolate cake.
Okay. My daughter, perhaps this is a bit simplistic, but I wish to compare prayer to the baking of a cake, a task I've watched you perform often. The bowl is holy love, for without the bowl, nothing comes together to form the final product, the cake. The batter is the words of the prayer. It has many ingredients, many words that make up the whole. The batter is placed in a pan. The pan represents prayer intentions, such as petition, thanksgiving, praise, etc. The cake is baked in an oven, which represents the action of the Holy Spirit in the heart as you pray. The final product, the cake, I would say the chocolate cake, is the prayer the angels take into heaven for you. While this process of a prayer is going on, there are many, many ways the universe is affected. Satan sends his cohorts to attack the person at prayer. He wants to make the cake fall, the prayer less effective. The good angels are waging war with the evil spirits, trying to allow the prayer to rise to heaven. Meanwhile, in heaven, the frosting, or grace, is being prepared for every prayer being offered. Even a cupcake is frustrated.
Even a cupcake, huh?
Isn't that amazing? Therefore, see, even the smallest ejaculatory prayer merits grace. I'm always with you when you pray. I measure your breath, watch your lips as they pronounce each word, and call you into the presence of God. It is so with each soul. If you forget an ingredient, I add it. I love to flavor your prayers with my love. Therefore, see that you cannot fail in this endeavor, for I am blessing you. I am baking the cake with you. She smiles and leaves. So Blessed Mother loves the kitchen and cakes.
Yes, she does.
Then Jesus got into the act of baking just recently. On July 24th, he talked about prayer again. He said, amongst other things, "My sister, allow me to offer you some thoughts on faith. Faith is like the rock, which is unmoving and unchanged as the tempest sweeps by it. It is like the nail that holds secure the frame of a house. The degree of faith in the heart when a prayer is offered is like the heat in an oven. The warmer the oven, the more quickly and completely the bread is baked. The higher the degree of faith, the more quickly and completely a prayer is answered." So apparently Jesus must have spent some time in the kitchen with Blessed Mother when he was growing up.
He gave that message in the kitchen.
He did? Well, how about that? Don, you had some more you'd like to tell us about prayer?
Well, that was the one that you indicated earlier about Our Lady is the conduit. There was one that she said, take for instance one Hail Mary. If it's recited with a loving heart, it brings with it the power to convert a soul, to stop a war, to deliver a soul from purgatory, even to change the future of the world. See then that the love in your heart when you pray determines the power of the prayer. But this was back in May of this past year when Our Lady was talking about the different ways to pray, and that people don't realize that prayer is the answer and the rosary the weapon of choice for Satan has gradually gained control of countries unwilling to accept Christian standards. Every place you go, everywhere you speak, you must stress the power of prayer and encourage my people to pray, even if only a little. To continue, the way to peace is through the heart of my mother. Her immaculate heart is holy love. People may think they are coming directly to me in prayer and think they have the advantage over less enlightened souls. I tell you the truth, just as no one comes to the Father except through me, no one comes to me except through the heart of my mother. The grace of her heart invites people to prayer. Because my mother's heart is holy love, and holy love is the will of God, there is no passage to me around the Immaculate Heart. Everyone that prays to me does so by my mother's invitation. No one prays who does not love to some degree. Therefore, for these reasons, my call to all humanity is holy love, holy love, holy love. It's this call that will defeat Satan, who seeks to destroy the world and gain every soul for himself. Do not allow him to achieve this, but to pray, pray, and pray.
That was the passage we were interested in. Yes, Maureen?
I think that Jesus gave us a message about what happens when we don't pray or when prayer is discouraged. This was April 27th in 99. Today I have come to help you understand the virtue of prayer. Just as the sunbeam shines down from heaven and invites the flower to open and bloom, so every inspiration to pray is an invitation, a call from my divine love to prayer. So often my invitations go unanswered, for Satan opposes prayer more than any other good. Look at the world around you. Everywhere that prayer has been discouraged, evil has taken over. In families, the adversary has been able to divide, for few families pray together. In schools where prayer is banned, you now have drugs and violence. In government bodies, instead of prayer, you have legalized abortion. Even here in this mission where prayer is the mainstay, you are feared by some and others look askance at you. The ones who come often and support the prayer effort should be commended for their perseverance and fortitude. Every prayer makes a difference in the world and in the balance between good and evil. The prayer that rises out of a heart of holy love is most worthy.
Another great quote from Jesus. It was very encouraging to those who've been coming for years to pray at our prayer site that was recognized there by Jesus. You know, Padre Pio, when he comes and gives you messages, Maureen, he's very direct. One time in 96, he said to you, "Do not think our mother comes to you asking you to pray, 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 because she wants to give you something to do, like a homework assignment. She needs your prayers in order to reunite heaven and earth." Very practical way of putting it.
They do make a difference, Judy. There was, a continuation of the one that Maureen just read, and it said that every prayer makes a difference in the world and in the balance between good and evil. The prayer that rises out of a heart full of holy love is most worthy. And this type of prayer unites, converts, changes people and events, sanctifies and makes whole.
She's talked about that change of prayer when she's explained to us why some people's rosaries turn to gold. She indicated that was a sign that prayer changes things.
Yeah, she says that a life of prayer is indeed in itself a mission, and it's a call from divine love.
It's wonderful. There was a time back in 96 on the Feast of the Holy Rosary, actually, where she gave a description to Maureen about prayer. This is what you had written. After communion, I had the following vision. I saw a rosary with a broken cord. The beads were slipping off the end of the cord and falling into space. Then the beads disappeared. I heard Our Lady say, "These are the rosaries that you have time to say, but never say." Next, I saw a rosary with only a few beads on it. Our Lady said, "These are the rosaries you say amongst great distraction." Then I saw a full set of rosary beads. It was encircling the globe. Our Lady said, "These are the prayers you say from your heart. With them, I am able to convert sinners. I desire that you make your prayers global. Pray for all sinners. This way I can bind all nations to my Immaculate Heart." Very graphic way for her to show us what happens when we pray. Did you have another message you were going to share with us, Maureen?
No, Maureen, there were a number of times, and most especially in our travels, after the talks, that people come up to Maureen and ask most of all for prayers for their children that have left or that are away from the church, that either just don't belong anymore. And would you tell the people what Our Lady's expressed to you?
Are you talking about the Father Gopi prayer? Mm-hmm. I received that in a roundabout way in a dream, and I saw people raising their rosaries up to heaven and saying, Celestial Queen, with this rosary, I bind my children to your Immaculate Heart. And then in the same dream, I saw that prayer typed out on a little business card, and underneath it, the words, Father Stefano Gobi. And a few days later, I found out in a roundabout way that Father Gobi did get that prayer because so many mothers ask for prayers for their children who are away from the church. And Our Lady has asked us to make that prayer more global. So she's asked us to say, Celestial Queen, with this rosary, I bind all sinners and all nations to your Immaculate Heart.
And then what happens with that then, Judy?
Well, they get bound.
Mm-hmm. Our Lady's promised that that the children will be given the grace for that conversion.
That's right.
To happen, to take place. So those of you mothers and dads that pray the rosary for their kids, don't forget to say that prayer. Celestial Queen, with this rosary, I bind all sinners, all nations, and my children to your Immaculate Heart.
That's right. You know, going back to that theory that of Blessed Mother being between God and ourselves for the prayers, Blessed Mother gave another vision to you once, Maureen, in which she said, My daughter, today the Lord grants you further understanding of the unity of the two hearts. Know and understand that all grace comes to you through my Immaculate Heart. I am the mother of divine grace. Every grace takes its origin from the Sacred Heart of my Son. Prayers are most powerful when given to Jesus through Mary. The grace of my heart enhances all petitions. The image of our unity tells you one cannot be separated from the other. All the hearts of those who embrace holy love are in my heart, and so in the heart of my Son. This takes us right up to the new dogma that should be declared soon for us, mm-hmm. Explains to us. Okay, our time has quickly come to an end. Did you have another addition, Tom?
I think we can pick this up again next week, because there's much more on, rather than just the verbal prayer, the prayer that we can make of every present moment that we talked about last week, a prayer, a very special prayer when it's done in holy love.
That's good. Now we ask you to stay with us and join in our prayers. We'll be praying the Chaplet of the United Hearts and the Most Holy Rosary. Thank you and good evening.